Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? With silver bells and cockle shells and pretty maids all in a row. Have you heard that nursery rhyme before? You probably have. But have you heard an interpretation of what those symbols mean? There are actually several possible meanings of the rhyme, but my favorite is the Catholic one. Duh. The subject of the rhyme is a woman named Mary, someone who is quite contrary, and that refers to the Blessed Virgin Mary. That means that Mary is contrary to common accepted modes of behavior. She is not in step with her peers. She is countercultural because she is both a fruitful virgin but also a chaste mother. She's very contrary, paradoxical, unlike other women. What then is her garden? Well, there are two meanings hidden in this garden. One is the garden of the whole church because she is the mother of the whole church. And she tends all her children as if each one were a flower in her garden. But Mary's garden is also the individual souls of each Christian, where she cultivates the flowers of the virtues to grow, like chastity and honesty, cheerfulness and hard work. Mary makes both the universal church as well as the souls of individual Christians grow like a garden. The silver bells are church bells, especially the bells we hear rung at Mass. I love to ring the bell at the beginning of Mass and never let the altar servers do it. And what happens? Everyone jumps up in their pews. Mary makes the garden sprout. People jump up and grow up. The cockle shells are a little more arcane, a less familiar symbol. A shell is awarded to a person who has completed a pilgrimage, especially the grueling 550-mile pilgrimage across northern Spain to Santiago de Compostela. I would love to do that one day. Therefore, cockle shells represents piety and prayer and pilgrimage. And finally, what do the pretty maids all in a row refer to? Well, it's not the chorus line on Broadway. It's actually a chorus of nuns in chapel, at Lauds, and at Vespers, chanting their morning and evening prayers. I think it's so sad that St. Anne's Convent is not filled with sisters of mercy, pretty maids all in a row. And St. Scholastica Monastery is not overflowing with Benedictine nuns, pretty maids all in a row. What a big blessing they would be to our Catholic schools, rapping kids' knuckles with rulers. Cloistered and consecrated nuns make us grow in virtue because of their words of exhortation and their works of mercy. The point of this popular rhyme is simple, but also serious. If you want a garden to grow, you need careful and constant cultivation. If you leave a garden alone, weeds and wild things will take over. If you're growing a spiritual garden, you need to provide supernatural fertilizer, the sacraments and sacrifice and sound spirituality. That's how you feed the seed of faith. In the gospel today, Jesus is also concerned about making seeds grow. An analogy for the spiritual maturation of Christians. He tells the parable of a sower who spreads seed on different soils. One soil gives growth, while others choke off the plants because the ground is not carefully cultivated and tended. Jesus wants to warn his disciples about the danger of not being fertile soil. Why? Because faith only flourishes in good ground. In other words, it takes effort to make your faith grow, while it is easy to lose your faith. Simply do nothing. Simply by neglect. Do you know anyone who used to be Catholic but now no longer goes to church or to Mass? I bet you do. And maybe it's someone in your own family. What happened to them? Scott Hahn, the Presbyterian minister turned Catholic theologian, frequently says that the single largest Christian denomination in the United States is Roman Catholic. But he adds that the second largest is ex-Catholics. These fallen away Christians are sometimes called the nuns or the nones because their religion is nothing in particular, no religion. In August of 2016, the Pew Research Center said this: perhaps the most striking trend in American religion in recent years has been the growing percentage of adults who do not identify with a religious group. And the vast majority of these religious nones or nuns, 78%, say they were raised as the member of a particular religion before shedding their religious identity in adulthood. Why is this a growing trend? The answer is simple. The seeds of faith fell on shallow soil, and it withered and died because people did not feed the seed. Those who were Catholic did not remember their simple nursery rhyme, "Mary, Mary, quite contrary." They did not seek Mary's prayers or hear the silver bells and come to Mass or pursue the cockle shells of pilgrim piety or the sacrifices of sisters, the pretty maids, all in a row. It takes a lot of effort to stay in the church, while it merely takes neglect to leave the church because you fail to feed the seed. My friends, how do you feed the seed of your faith? How do you cultivate good ground? It is not enough just to come to Mass once a week. That would be like watering your flowers or vegetables once a week. What good would that do? Let me suggest two ways. First, ask yourself, what kind of company do you keep? Who are your companions and confidants in life? You know, one thing I love to do is text people. I text lots of people, and I text them at random times. I especially like to text them on Friday night when they're probably at a party. I'll be texting someone, and their friend will ask them, "Hey, who just texted you?" And the Catholic will reply in a hushed voice under their breath, My priest. But you see what happens when you're friends with a priest, that says something about you, doesn't it? It probably says you don't have much of a social life. But it also says you feed the seed of your faith because you text a priest. Who are your friends? Do they cultivate your faith, or do they cause you to forget it? The second suggestion is to consider what you are reading these days. What books are feeding your head and your heart? Of course, it's fine to enjoy fantasies and fiction, histories and mysteries, but also make some time for serious spiritual reading. The Bible, first and foremost. Currently, I'm reading several books. One is The Dynamics of World History by an outstanding Catholic historian, Christopher Dawson. Another is The Lord by Romano Guardini, one of the outstanding intellectuals of the last century. Another is The Drama of Atheistic Humanism, trying to answer why are so many people atheists these days. by Henri de Lubac. And in my car, I listen to audiobooks. One is Building a Biblical Worldview by Scott Hahn, and Hamlet by Shakespeare. Even a priest must feed the seed of faith, or else he will starve his soul. Folks, the most precious gift you have been given is the seed of faith. But faith will not flower or flourish on its own. You must cultivate, fertilize, and feed the seed. Mary's garden grows because she uses spiritual and supernatural fertilizer. And that's how your garden will grow, or it will not. Praised be Jesus Christ.